good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to this Monday, August 22nd, 2016 regular meeting of the Brexville Broadview Heights Board of Education being held here in the high school auditorium at 7 p.m. on Mill Road. This meeting is a meeting of the Board of Ed in public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business and is not to be considered a public community meeting. There is a time for public participation during the meeting as an indicated agenda item. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Under item two of our agenda this evening, this is one of the more rewarding and fun things we get to do as a board and celebrate with everybody in our community, and that is honors and student recognition, particularly of our boys 200 free relay team from the swim team, who were national champions.
Thank you. I'm Mark Maslona, the athletic director here at Brexville Broadview Heights City Schools. I have some prepared words that I will say, but this is one of those occasions where I can speak from the heart as well. And I'm as proud of this team as any of I've ever been associated with in my 7 years as an athletic director. Not only are these young men tremendous athletes, but they represent everything that is good about high school sports and everything that is good about Brexville Broadview Heights High School. And personally, I can't thank them enough because a lot of times in coaching, we get a lot of credit when we win, we get blame when we lose, but I felt like these young men and coaches allowed me to come along for this ride, and I was hanging on to coattails, and I just really, really enjoyed that. The other thing that's rewarding as an athletic director is when you get praise back about the kids that you have, and a lot of times we get praise because of the victories and the wins, and boy, you got a great team, that kid's a great player, this girl's a great player. But what I heard about these swimmers is just what great people they were. And that was way more rewarding. Here we win a national championship. The rewarding thing for me is what great people they are. And so just so rewarding. And again, I can't thank them enough personally for allowing me to kind of tag along with them this year. I'd like to introduce the swimmers to come on up, please. And then we'll have Coach Krasinski say a couple words. First, we have Michael Lynch cannot be here. He's a senior. He's gone down to Ohio State University to start his collegiate career. But we have his parents, Mr. O'Brien and Mrs. Ellen Lynch.
Jack Krasinski.
And finally, I'd like to have Mark, our coach, come on up. He and his wife, Marianne, have just done such a tremendous job with our swim program. And again, speaking selfishly from my standpoint, I get so many compliments from other ADs about, boy, I wish that guy was our coach, and how well he does things, and what a great guy he is. And obviously, the results speak for themselves about what a good job he does. So without further ado, Mark Krasinski.
Scholarship, and as a coach, I really couldn't have asked for anything better. But I think, as Mr. Mazzalone had mentioned, what I'm really most proud of is the character that the swimming program and our swimmers portray. And you know, unfortunately, David Mane couldn't be here today, but he's a leader. He, like Mark and Matt and Jack and Michael, right now, he was David was chosen, like Mark was, for Lake Erie Silver Dolphin, or Lake Erie Association Swimming, which is basically Ohio swimming, as the peer swimmer representative, that's kind of the ambassador of swimming to the state of Ohio. So that's what Rexall, and that's, they're fast, yes, they are very fast, but it's more of their character, in their caring of other swimmers, in their character of their teammates, and just the, how proud they are to represent Rexall Broadview Heights swimming program. And we've had so much support from the administration. And I do want to say as well, most of those swimmers there, they were also, we were high school All-Americans in all three of our relays. We weren't national champions in all three of our relays. There's only been six national champions in swimming in the state of Ohio. So in the history of swimming. So we have achieved an incredible thing here in Rexburg, Rocky Heights. We were the only team in the state of Ohio to be national champions. Most other schools were either Florida or California or Texas. We were the only Ohio school in the last 12 years to have a national champion. I will go on to say, and I don't want to put any pressure on these guys, but the other ones that were national champions were also Olympians. So hopefully we'll see them in 4 years or 8 years. Again, on behalf of my wife Marianne and I, and just we can't thank the high school enough for the support that we have, and we're really looking forward to the next great season. Thank you so much.
Just really heartwarming. So thanks, guys. Item three is community communications consisting of a hearing of the public. Persons wishing to address the Board of Ed may do so at this point. No formal action will be taken on subjects that are not indicated as an agenda item until the board has had an opportunity to study them. Comments regarding personnel must be submitted in writing through the Office of the Superintendent. We limit our speakers to 3 minutes and the total time for public comment to 30. If you would like to be heard, please come forward to the microphone and provide your name and your address.
Go ahead and grab the mic.
The mic should be on.
I'm Maggie Stumpel, and I live at 8661 Hollis Lane in Brecksville. And I'm here tonight to invite the community to join Bike Brecksville. We've had about 3 meetings so far, and we're working with the United Methodist Church and Old Station Cycle to do a bike rally this weekend. So that's going to be a Saturday from noon to 12 down at Brecksville Station by the towpath. So come out, get some free bike lights, get a bike safety check, and just, it's a community event, and it's for safe bicycling. So thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, I'm Bonnie Monteleone. I live at 755 Brentwood Boulevard in Copley, Ohio. I'm speaking tonight on behalf of the Brecksville Broadview Heights Education Association. I'm not going to speak about anything that has to do with contract negotiations. Tonight, I'm here to show appreciation for the opening day that we had. I want to thank the board for the hiring of our new superintendent. We have a tremendous opportunity before us. We have the opportunity with a fresh set of eyes to look at the processes that we use in our district to best meet the needs of every student. So many times when you've done something for so many years, it becomes our way. But with so many things changing in society, perhaps our way isn't the only way. And perhaps there are changes that can help us all to move forward. I have been privileged to have the opportunity to work with Joelle at looking at what has worked in the past and what hasn't, to ask her with a fresh set of eyes to look upon process and to help us to make recommendations. I am sincerely appreciative of the opportunity we've had in the way that we've opened up this school year. We have significant challenges before us, challenges that come from mandates of the state, challenges that come because of changing demographics in our community, and the challenges that come about because of our own home situations as teachers. But I truly believe that if we engage together and to maintain a dialogue, we have a tremendous opportunity to best meet the needs of every child. Thank you.
Bashful. Seeing no other people wishing to speak this evening, we'll move on to number four, which is president's announcements, of which I have none. Number five, board member committee reports. Financial liaison audit?
Nothing yet.
PI?
Haven't met in a little while.
Transportation appeals? That's amazing for the first
none
week of
so
school.
Far.
Board policy has not met since the last meeting. CVCC?
We have a meeting on Thursday, and we're currently still accepting applications for the second position, the board position at CVCC. We've been getting several applications, and that will close September 25th. So if anybody's interested, please contact me. We have an opportunity for a second board position for a year at CVCC.
Continue with STEM?
Nothing.
Any other board reports?
Yes, I'd like to talk as legislative. I've already warned my fellow board members that I was gonna bring this up, but many of you probably are aware of the fact that the Every Student Succeeds Act was actually voted and signed into law last December. It essentially replaces the old No Child Left Behind and kind of shifts some of the broad responsibilities or authorities that the federal government had and gives them to the states and locals should they decide to take them. Obviously something that I think we all would like to see. So the Ohio Department of Education is holding regional meetings across the state, I think for the next month or so. And they want as many people as possible, stakeholders that are interested in what's happening in our public schools and that might like to see some changes to be at those meetings and share their thoughts. So if you are a parent or an educator that's concerned about content standards, we no longer have to use Common Core. The states have the ability to change those standards for our kids. If you're worried about the amount of testing that is going on in the schools today, that's also, they still have to have the same number of tests, like third to eighth graders still need to be tested in math and reading every single year, but there are some provisions that would allow them to maybe scale back the amount of time on those tests. Evaluation is also something that can be looked at on a state level. Before that, with No Child Left Behind, the U.S. Secretary of Education could mandate how teacher evaluations were done. Now we have an opportunity to look at that and perhaps suggest some alternative ways of evaluation systems for educators. So in our area, they're having one on September 7th in Akron and September 19th in Cleveland. I'll be going to that. I'm willing to take three other people in my little car if anybody wants to go. It is our opportunity, and I hope that people will consider it because this has to be implemented by next school year. This is our opportunity to be able to talk to people at the Ohio Department of Education and make suggestions and talk about the problems that we've had. So if you are interested at all, you can go to the ODE website. The EFSSA link is the first thing that pops up. And if you can't make it to the meetings, they do have webinars or you could educate yourself or you can, I think, probably give your input, you know, on the website as well. So, but that's my report. I hope people will go to these meetings, though, because I think it's incredibly important that we take this opportunity to try to make some changes state
and local. I just want to piggyback on what you said. The more you can educate yourself, for example, you know, teachers, I personally have put myself on the evaluation committee in my job because there's a lot to know. Mm-hmm. And so the more you can educate yourself, ask questions, ask us questions, ask other teachers questions. It's just very helpful.
Thank you. Item six is superintendent announcements.
I have a few. We did have a fantastic opening day. Our convocation, I thought, was great. I appreciate all the support that I received from staff sending me pictures over this summer, and we were able to put together what I found to be a really nice PowerPoint to see what you do when you're not here at school. So I appreciate that. It was a very nice way to start the school year. I'd like to give a huge shout out to our transportation, custodial, and maintenance staff for just doing an absolutely fantastic job. Our buildings looked beautiful when we opened up the start of school. Thank you to the maintenance and custodial crews. Transportation, they, as many of you know, they started with a new routing system this year. So when you transfer over to a new routing system, you're not quite sure if you're gonna have all the bugs worked out, so the buses are actually on the roads and driving those routes. They had very few bugs. We had all students home by 4:59 on the first day of school, so I was very pleased for that. So shout out to our transportation department and what a great job they did. I'm going to have Chris Code give us a current update to where we are with the stadium light project. Chris?
You know, let me first start with just saying that the work on the electrical repairs for the stadium lighting is going well. It's progressing well. And I would like to thank the board for their support and flexibility in pushing through the resolution so that we have this repair done. Just to recap very quickly, We did identify a problem during the fire inspection this year, and there were concerns expressed. If you saw the pictures that were taken, you could see how serious it was. When we got into it a little further, we tested the electrical feeding, the stadium event lighting, and it was determined that an imminent failure to the lights or the electrical system supplying the lights would occur. At that time, we entered into a contract with a qualified electrical contractor to repair the electrical distribution center in the B building and pull new wire to each pole, to the poles, using the existing conduit. The project was actually going very well when we found that the west conduit feeding, or the conduit feeding the west light poles, was collapsed in two places. And it happened to be that one of the places was right underneath the north end of the track. Customarily, if there's a conduit collapse like that, you can dig down, fix the conduit, and progress. With it being under the track, we had to pull new conduit to the west side light pole, which required action on the board because that contract was over $25,000. We have conduit at the base of the west side pole and in the infield today. They should finish about 30 feet to the infield box tomorrow and be pulling wire Wednesday. The total cost of this, expedition to lighting repair here, $48,350. So, thank you.
Well, Chris, thanks to you and your team for pushing that emergency project through. That was the first time this board has had to convene an emergency board meeting for a resolution like this. We were fortunate enough to find Mike Ziegler flipping burgers down at the at the Capitol Huddle meeting down in the park. So that's where we convened our emergency meeting. But thanks again for the work that was done.
I have two more announcements. Our unofficial report card data has come back. We are currently tweaking and looking over some appeals that we have made to the state to really look at our numbers. Maggie will be doing a full report presentation to you at our next board meeting on our report card data. And I would just like to say thank you to Bonnie for your wonderful comments. I really appreciate your positive feedback. It's been great, and I enjoy our conversations and really look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Item 7, Superintendent's Consent Agenda, items A, B, and C, as in tabs 1, 2, and 3. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Joelle?
Under tab 1, 2, and 3, you have our certified recommendations, classified recommendations, and some supplemental recommendations. The current information that you see, you also received a summary sheet that was placed in front of you that is not in your binder. And just to summarize, we are down 2.5 positions in our certified area. All of the positions that we are recommending are just replacements. There's no additional FTEs in those recommendations.
Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Number 8, Superintendent's Other Business, A, B, and C in tabs 4 and 5. May I have motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
These are yearly subscription contracts that we have. The SMART Consortium, which is the Science and Mathematics Achievement Required for Tomorrow, is part of IdeaStream and WVIZ. It is a yearly, it's an annual membership, which we can receive professional development services. We are going to be engaging in this contract this year. I don't know how much it's been used in the past to really assess whether it's something, a membership that we want to continue using and really take a good look at their resources. The Lake Erie Education Media Consortium Agreement, this is through the Ohio Schools Council, and it provides us the opportunity to do group purchasing for media services. Item C is the 1617 bus routes to be approved by you.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Item 9, Treasurer's Consent Agenda, items A, B, and C in tab 6 and 7. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Rick?
Thank you. The July financial report 1 month of the fiscal year, so not much to tell you. I would just point out that on the revenue side, I reported last month we had not received some special education tuition from the Department of Education, about $150,000 that was received in July. So we have been made whole on that. The only other big variance there is the property taxes, and those are advance payments. And once we settle, we'll know what that amount comes in at. The expense side, the two items that caused the greatest variance there are the purchase services and other objects are due to timing of our insurance payments for property liability and fleet being made in July this year versus August last year. So those are just a cyclical adjustment, and we'll have more in the future. The $40,000 advance is annual request to advance money from the general fund to the resale fund, which is just done until we collect student fees in this particular school year. We'll return that money back to the general fund. And the minutes are there for the July 25th regular meeting, as well as the August 8th and 16th special meetings, one of which was the emergency meeting that was referenced earlier.
Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Item 10, executive session for the purpose of reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of employment for board policy 0166. Item E, may I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. The board will now be in executive session. When we reconvene, we will conduct no further public business this evening. Thank you very much for attending.